Holla at a fucking player. Player. Oh, me so horny.
How much time have we spent on this podcast?
I had to start it over again because we were on the other one so long that it stopped. So I had to start another one over again as soon as that one stopped. So this one was in 11 minutes. We were on the other one for like 40 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we've been talking for a while. Welcome to She Blows a Podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Carla, and I'm here with our lovely co-host,
Vanessa.
As we always do, we want to show love to everyone who is tuning into us right now. Everyone who supports us, thank you for tuning into Season 5, Episode 2, Gritty Intimate Conversations. Hey. So tonight we're going to have an open discussion with our special guest. And if you listen to us last week, you kind of have an idea of who the special person is.
Yes.
And we have our special guest,
Yasmin,
who's a mom, dancer, makeup artist, and a straight-up hustler. How you doing, Yasmin?
How you doing?
I'm good, ladies. Oh, thank you so much for having me back. I'm so excited.
Yes. We did not come here to play, y'all. We came here to get straight to it. These are the types of conversations that, like, our parents will completely disguise right now, you guys.
Yes.
Different era, different times, and I'm not afraid to own my pussy, so
I'm fine
with saying what I have to say.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. Period. The pussy has a powerful history, but before our era, no one wanted to talk about it. But everyone knew it was out there and tangible.
Yeah.
Pussy.
That's because pussy everywhere. Is abundant. Pussy is everywhere. this is not the place for pussy shaming, so all the pussy haters, just get the fuck out.
Now.
Pronto, stat.
Afuera.
Now, to all those who are still hanging in here with us, let's be real about our views on sex. Let's be real.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
And we're back. So, Yaz, my dearest friend of all, you came here to get down and dirty, didn't you?
I sure did.
All right.
Let's get to the nitty-gritty.
So let's get down to it. All right. I do have a few questions for you lined up. And we need your honesty, your rawness. Ooh. Carla, I want yours too. And I'll dabble here and there a little bit in my
chat. No.
One for all and all for one.
So you're going to have to take that L for the team since we all have to go. Dang. So let's do mine.
No, all right.
We don't get to do that.
All right. Well, if we know that we like to get down and dirty, let's get to it.
Let's do it.
So what's the funniest thing that has happened during sex?
Okay. I never actually had anything funny happening during sex. It was more so like what happened afterwards. So, you know, me and this guy, we're pretty much, it was like just a little group of us, and we all went out, and then we came back to the condo that we were staying at. And I don't remember, like, we just kind of, and like, okay, so long story short, we fast forwarded and we ended up in the bathroom. So obviously, you know, me and this guy, we got it down and dirty in the bathroom.
It escalated real quick.
You know? And, but the thing is that the bathroom was so small. The bathroom was really small, and like the sink, like my ass barely like sat on the sink. So we're like trying to make it as comfortable as possible. Anyways, it got steamy, you know, different positions were thrown in there. The next day, my homegirl, she's like, she texts me and she's like, Yasmin, why are there handprints on my mirror? And it was like, I didn't even think that
those are his hands,
you know, were his hands. And I was like, you know, my response was, well, we had to switch positions. She's like, Yasmin, what the fuck? My fucking mirror, there's him. And like, I was like, her straightener was on the floor because it was like we just kind of like
just made a mess.
Fuck
it. All fuck this it. Stuff is going off of the phone.
You didn't clean it up?
Nah, girl.
Dang.
So that was the funniest thing that like it was afterwards. I was like, oh my god, she know because they're like, where did you go? They're like, where did you go? And I'm like, yo, I was in the bathroom.
Moment when you just can't. You just can't wait, and you're like, nope,
right now. And that's what it was. That was some funny shit, like that conversation. Like, till this day, we still talk about it and how funny it is. It's hilarious.
What about you, Carla?
The funniest thing that happened to me during sex, you guys are gonna think it's so weird.
No, we're not there yet.
I thought it was funny, I queefed and I started laughing, and when I started.
We all go through that.
No, that is so real. So I queefed, and then I started laughing, and then I started queefing even more.
Yes!
I was like,
oh,
and it, like, the way so that it goes out is like
so bad.
Like,
I didn't like the word queefing.
Queefing.
And I was like holding it, like I was holding my vagina.
Don't like the word moist. The word queef, it's just so ugly.
Queef, yeah.
Queef, I just think it's a funny word.
My cousin
queef.
Doesn't like the word moist. He's like, oh my gosh, don't use
some
that
people,
word.
Yeah, I don't know
oh
why.
My gosh. I'm like, but yeah, so what would you call it aside from queef? Then what other name would you give it?
A pussy fart.
It's a pussy fart.
That's the most embarrassing. I mean,
it's embarrassing.
And it's
like, I feel like when you do it in front of the guy, they're like, no, baby, it's okay. You
queen. Yeah, they
like,
yeah,
like it. Like,
they do.
They want
you
to queen.
So funny. Yes.
It's like, oh my God.
When the noise happens, you're like proud of it. Like, that's fucking right. I'm tearing up that pussy.
You know, I guess I'm telling it off.
You're just like,
see, there's
the fart.
And you feel so embarrassed, like,
yes.
You feel the need to clarify, like, you know, this is,
hey, yes. My pussy, she's just
fine. She just making noise, she's talking right now, she's talking to me.
Ow.
She's talking to you. Hello, how are you?
Oh, man, that is too funny. Oh, all right. So, what are your views on anal sex?
That's easy, I don't do it. That's easy, I don't. I have no desire, no interest to ever try anal.
You've never tried
it. I've never tried it. Like,
tried it.
I just can't. Like, to me, I've heard horror stories.
It's okay to me.
I heard horror stories, and I'm just like, oh no, they're like, oh no, you gotta get through the pain. No, fuck that. I'm not gonna put my booty hole in fucking jeopardy. My shit's cute and tight, okay? I like it that way. I mean, like, yo, if you wanna lick my asshole all day, that's fine, but you're not. Anal, I can never do it. No one can tell me, oh, but yes, it feels great. I'm gonna fuck. I will never do it.
I like
so
it.
So I can't give you.
Yeah, not just, I mean, I can't say that I like it all.
I just
time.
Can't.
No, but it's like
it has
acquired,
to be like,
it's like when you have an acquired taste for something.
For
like,
sure.
It is definitely an acquired activity.
Yeah, I will not acquire anything.
Because essentially you do go through pain. But once you get past that,
no.
It is pretty
yeah,
it's enticing.
No, I'm good. I like my fucking boys. I'm good.
I'm right. What about threesomes? What are your views on threesomes?
Okay, for
have
one,
you had a threesome?
I never had a threesome before.
Right.
I never had a threesome before, but I think that I would be open to it. Mm-hmm. But it would have to be with someone that I don't have feelings. Like, I have no feelings for.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about you. Like, I can't do it with someone that I'm in a relationship and someone that I love.
I
just
agree.
Can't. Because I can't fucking share.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Man. Like, I would do a threesome.
Like, if I love you, you're what? You're putting your dick
in some, yeah.
Who?
Nah, boo.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, that's okay. So, but
I would try it.
Like, I would be open to try it. But it would have to, like I said, it would have to be with someone that, like, I really don't care about. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't see a future with you. This is just for fun. Like,
intoxicated.
Maybe yeah. Intoxicated, you know, because everything else. You know, but a little bit. So, but yeah, I would definitely experiment, and I would definitely try it.
What about you?
My views on
threesomes.
Okay. I think in a relationship with threesomes, like I wouldn't care. It's not a big deal to me. Like, mm-hmm. like as long as we can agree on, you know, who we feeling, who we vibing with, but I don't see anything wrong with them. I don't see anything wrong with having them in a relationship. It just depends mm-hmm. on like what type of vibe it is, like what how you feel about the person. You know, like I don't know, everybody's different. Like,
hey,
you don't want to share, but like I mean, I don't mind. I like girls, so I don't mind. Like if it was a threesome, would look like it's fun to me. So
yeah, I get that. Like my, for me though, like my dick's my dick. That's
yeah,
my
for
dick.
Sure. Different folks, I'm the same way too, but I get that. Like, yeah. if there's a fun aspect about it, I definitely would not do it with the person that I'm involved with or that I love.
I can't.
I dabble.
Yeah, as long as I dabble.
Two different opinions, two different
lessons. Yeah. What's the weirdest thing someone has asked you to do during sex?
I don't know. The weirdest, I don't know if it was like he asked, but it was like he was kind of like saying like, hey, you know, you can, you know, finger my butt if you wanted to
finger his
butt. Yeah, like put like my yeah, like he wanted me like
what?
To put his finger in his butthole.
So did you do it?
No. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, you know, he's like, I know you don't do anal, but
I mean, he
I like it because
he dabbled.
He's not he's straight. But it's
hey, nothing. Not that there's anything against, you know, different types of love. Who you choose to love is who you choose to love. Who you choose to engage with sexually is who you choose to engage with sexually. We love all kinds here.
Yeah, we clear that up.
We do. for me, like this is just me personally and my what I think. I was like, no, I can't. Like, I'm not into that. I don't want to put my finger in your butt.
I would not either.
I don't want to put my finger up there. I'm good.
My finger's clean.
Yeah, I just like. But I heard that, you know, I looked more into it. Like I was like, and I met other men who were straight, but they enjoy it
mm-hmm.
because it's the feeling, honestly. Because
their
of the prostate. Yeah, it's the prostate. You know, and I literally knew a guy who he had like a butt plug or a vibrator, and he told me he's like, yeah, when I'm jerking off or something, I'll put it in my butt, and I'm like,
okay,
yo,
I've heard of that. That is intense.
Yeah, I was like, that's amazing. On my pedal, you know, hey, you know, everyone,
you can yeah, different
strokes
for different folks.
But I thought it was interesting that a straight man, straight men actually enjoy that.
Yeah,
but does not make them. Homosexual.
Yeah.
So, but that was the weirdest thing.
What about you?
I've never
been asked something to do something weird.
No, that like just I'm gonna piggyback off of what you just said. Like, a lot of men really like that.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
For real. I've been curious as to like, okay, like what would that be like? Sticking my finger up a man's butt, like what would it actually be like? Like I don't know if that's like testosterone in me, but I was just like, oh. But then like I've never tried it because then it's like, first of all, I've never met a guy that likes that shit. And second, I don't want to put myself in a position to where I'm uncomfortable because you know when you're curious about things and then you actually do it, you're like wait, yeah.
I think it's also weird too that you know like guys like to finger girls' buttholes.
Yeah,
they do. They like that, yeah. You know. I'm like,
what you're writing.
So wait, you like anal, but you don't like your butthole lately? Like,
oh no, I didn't say that. I didn't.
Okay,
like,
you made this face, and I'm like, wait, why? Did you
No. I didn't say that. I just gave you guys an example.
Oh, okay.
When you're riding it, and he's got his finger in your ass.
Yeah, bitch.
That is control right there. I'll tell you what.
Okay, well, when it comes to my ass, I guess that's where I draw the line. Is my ass, my ass, and your ass.
Clearly,
my ass right. and your ass.
How do y'all feel about role playing, teasing, toys?
I can role play all day,
for real.
I think it's sexy.
I do too.
You know, I think it's sexy. Like I want to do something sexy for my man, so like I'll buy lingerie, which
mm-hmm.
I have, and I just think the role playing. I mean, I really don't think, like, they don't care. They're like, yo, just come here. I don't give a fuck what you're wearing. You know, but sometimes a man will appreciate the little things that you do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they'll appreciate it. And I think role playing's fun. tease. I'm a big tease.
Me too.
So I love to tease. Like, I'll tease you to the point where you're like, nah, bitch, let's go. Like, you're done. Like, you're done.
You made your statement.
You made your point, you know? But point blank period. But role playing, I think, is a lot of fun. I love it. You could definitely just do different things with it. It's just, it's fun. You know, it gives it excitement versus just going straight into fucking. Nothing that there's nothing wrong with going straight into fucking, but you know what I'm saying? Not that there's nothing wrong, but you know, I like to role play. I like to look cute.
I do too.
Okay.
I agree.
Toys, I've never, I'm not, no, that's not my, I'm not gonna lie. I used a toy once. Like, he used a toy on me. It was definitely, I was like, okay, this is new. I got you and this extra little vibration, you know. So I would definitely, yeah, y'all use toys too.
It's fun. I mean, I've had toys of my, you know, for myself.
Yeah, I have a few.
I have
vibrators. Like, I have two vibrators, but
a bit of a high libido there. You know, I'd like to get it more than I do.
would you say that, like, a vibrator or a dildo versus a real penis to you?
Oh, no, a real penis.
No, definitely a real penis all day.
Okay, because I was having this conversation, like, with one of my coworkers, and she was telling me, she's like, you know, she can do perfectly fine with a vibrator only, not a man, because it's just the dick. You know, like, you don't have to give a shit about the guy, you know, but I was like, no, like, it's different strokes. They all have their own different strokes and motions to it. You know, like, a vibrator alone won't do shit for me.
No.
Yeah. It won't. It really won't. Because, you know, for me,
amusement.
Exactly. For me, penetration alone doesn't do it. Okay. Like, I don't get off on penetration alone.
Yeah, no.
I know. Like, you gotta stimulate my clit, bitch.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking, you know, what's it, flick the bean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, bang.
So have you guys got to move around?
Yeah.
I like to be in one position only. Like, I like to move around from room to room.
Like, throw me up in this bitch.
But
okay. You have to get in that one position where you can feel them simultaneously. You know, like, when they hit in the, like, ooh, when they penetrate it and hit in the clip.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's hard to find those positions.
It is. I mean, it's not possible, though.
It's not impossible.
Yeah. It's not possible.
I mean, they're the ones that gotta find it.
Yeah.
Sure they know how to work.
You gotta give them some time. You gotta give some of these men some time to find it. They don't know how to find it.
Sometimes,
I mean, I haven't had
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you just gotta.
I've been
great.
Fun. Got
them there. So exactly.
Yeah.
Saying,
like, I got you, puppy. Like, I got you, puppy. This is where you want
to
be.
You have to show them. You have to be like, this is what you do. You have to teach. You know.
Somewhere. Especially like being in a relationship for a long time. You know, like, I guess men tend to forget, like, how to get there, and us women, we're always just like, well, you know, we'll make the best of it, because that's just what the fuck we do. Oh, but in all reality, like, yeah, sometimes things get stale, and you kind of have to be the one to be like, hey, come here. Come here, guys.
I agree.
Let's spice it up a bit. Yes, give me your hand. Let me show you where to go. Let you feel something, you know, that you're gonna want.
Yeah, find that.
Come here. All right, cool. So, what are your turn ons? What makes you wet?
What
makes you moist?
The main thing that gets
trip
wet, that gets me going is you gotta play with my titties.
Ooh!
My titties. Like, yeah. You gotta. I love them being sized. Yes. Yes. Like, you slurp that bitch like pasta. Just, you know, just, I love it. Like, that gets me going within seconds. Like, yo, let's go. Like, panty dropping.
Yeah. My baby daddy got me into that. Like, at first I was like, oh, but now I'm like, suck on my tits.
Suck on my tits, bitch. Like, please.
Suck on my tits.
Yeah, I can just be like laying down, just chilling, you know? And I'd be like, yo, babe, suck my titty. You know, one man will say no, you know, like, whip it out, and that's it. Let's go.
For real.
Here it is.
Sometimes you don't even have to say anything, just whip it out.
Exactly, and they'll know, like, ooh,
It speaks for you.
Or you just lay there real cute after you get out of the shower. Like,
and then they know exactly where to go. Titty.
Mm-hmm.
It's nipple.
It's the bullseye.
That's all right. Thing. What about you, Carla? What are your turn on? What gets you wet?
Same.
Oh, same titties.
I think we're all unanimous.
What about you?
Titties, but I would just say overall, like, caressing. like especially caressing in like certain spots.
Certain areas.
I want to be touched. I want to be caressed.
You want to be loved.
You want to be loved. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, touch is good. Question. Touch is good too. I can say that. But titties. But that's still touch though. So
it is.
It goes.
And I'm just like, I like it all over. I like it all over. I want you to touch me all over.
Okay.
Fucking grope me, grab me.
Love me. Pull my head.
Oh, this question. I think this is.
All right. y'all, does size matter?
Okay.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay, it does. Its size does matter, but
length or girth?
Both.
Both.
At the same fucking
like,
time.
I mean, I honestly, like...
It's what will keep you in a relationship at the end of the day.
Length and girth.
Simultaneously. At the end of the day, if you know, your dick is long and it is fat, no matter what the fuck you do, that bitch will be back.
Period.
That is what you call devil dick, okay?
Because but I think at the same time, just because you have a big dick does not mean you know how to fuck good.
You don't.
You know, so really, okay, not all of us had that devil dick, but, you know, I think, so yeah, size does matter. Every girl likes, you know, a nice big dick, you know? Thick. But just because I've been with men who were very blessed in that department, but did not know how to fuck me good. You know, and it's just like the average penis is like what, six yeah. inches? Anything that's average, right. I'd go with average penis. You know, I've been with men with average size penises, and yo, some of the best sex I've ever had because they know how to fucking use it. It's all the motion in the ocean. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe in that. I really, really do.
It is.
You know, because you got a big dick, don't mean you know how to fucking use it.
So do you think the men with big dicks who don't know how to use it are like cocky as fuck?
Oh yeah, they're the ones that be like, "Yo, I'm gonna give it to you good." Da, 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 this and this. I'm like, nigga, not once have you touched my clit.
You sound like Bob Smoke.
Do you know where to find my clit?
Like, not once have you touched my clit.
Have we had some?
You know,
those are some wasteful encounters.
Yes, I've had. I've had
encounters have been great.
Well, you've been blessed. I've had my bad encounters, and now everyone has a couple bad sex stories. I've had my bad encounters. You know, like there was literally a time where I was just like, I'm done. Okay, he's like, you come? Yeah, I sure did. I came. I lied about it. I think every woman has faked an orgasm.
More than one.
More than one, honey.
More than a couple.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so when it comes to size, I think, you know, if you know how to use it and you know how to fucking good, you know, I don't need 8 inches, bitch. Like, I don't need 8 inches. I don't need that. I'm good. You know,
pussy pounding.
You know, just pound the shit out of my pussy. I'm good.
Well, I would say it does matter. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I'm okay with average.
Average. Yeah,
I'm okay with average because the average woman's not.
Exactly. You can be average and be girthy. You know,
average and girthy. Yes.
Average and girthy. Those are the ones that don't get much credit.
Medium fat.
I'm good at medium fat. You know?
Oh my gosh.
When we were playing the game, didn't it say come up with another name? And we said we're going to talk about this. Come up with another name, like another name for dick or something like that.
A Richard?
What'd you say?
A Richard?
Oh, okay.
Because dick is short for Richard.
Yeah. Oh, it is. A Richard.
Oh,
I like that. I never heard of that.
Richard,
yeah. Okay. I'd say Zeus.
Zeus?
Mm-hmm. You guys are just gonna be like,
it's like a god. Zeus is a god, so you glorify that dick.
You glorify
Damn.
That dick. She'd be praying to that dick, lighting candles and shit.
Yes.
Before she takes it, you gotta pray to the dick. You know, if it's that beautiful, you gotta pray.
Nurture the dick.
You gotta
embrace the dick.
You gotta look at it and it's mushroom head looking shit and just be like, baby, I'm gonna take care of you. I got you.
She shows the dick some love. We could tell her, right. Obviously.
Alright. Whatever. Obviously. Whatever. Would you ever have sex with the same sex?
Uh, I don't know, like, no, but then, like, yes. I'm really, like, really in the middle. I would have to do, like, I would definitely have to pick her, like, really be picky. Like, if I'm going to have sex with the same sex, I don't know. I, like, you know, I think we all have our own little fantasies.
For sure. You know, I have to, like, feel the person out.
Exactly. So I think how you all have that,
you know,
will I ever be with a girl? What's it like being with a girl? But I won't be the first one to be like, okay, I'm gonna go out and experience. I'm not the first one to do that. But like, if the situation happened, and I don't know, I guess if it came up and it was there, and this is someone that I knew and I thought she was beautiful, and I was like, yo, I think you're gorgeous. Like, for example, like, I would be lesbian for Angelina Jolie. But anyone that knows me knows that I love Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Like, I would definitely, hands down, have that woman go down on me. No questions asked. No questions asked.
Would you go down on her?
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I would. Now, it would be obviously younger Angelina Jolie. Now she's fucking old. Like, 1990s Angelina Jolie.
All right, I feel you. Okay.
What about you?
Garla.
Would you ask
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you mentioned earlier that you like girls.
Yeah. That was even, that's a given for me.
What about you?
I would. But I definitely, I mean, honestly, older I get, maybe not. I guess I would have younger.
Yeah, this is, I think something I would do like when I was like younger.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, I can't, I like dick.
Maybe.
No. Bitches are crazy.
Bitches are crazy.
Men are crazy too.
Men are crazy too. That's, I am single. Who knows?
Men are crazy too.
Might dab a little bit.
Okay.
Just kidding. Mom, if you're listening.
What I've learned in my 29 years of life is that everybody is fucking crazy. So it doesn't matter whether you want to cross gender lines, whether you think that the next person is going to be better than the other one. Everybody has a problem. Like, everybody is dealing with something, and everybody is fucking crazy. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree.
Yeah. Do you guys watch porn?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Porn is great.
What kind of porn do you watch?
I watch Girl and Guy, regular.
Big dick.
That's in her search bar, big dick. Girl and Guy, or Girl and Girl, honestly, because I just feel like, you know, girls know what to do down there, you know? So yeah, Girl and Girl, Girl and Guy. But I don't do that crazy, weird anime. I don't do that weird shit. Like, I don't have a fetish like Asians or
for different folks.
No, I know. I'm just saying, but me personally, I just stick to the regular guy, girl, or girl. You know, I don't do that crazy like dominatrix,
gangbang, beating,
gangbang, orgies. Like, I don't get off on that. Like, to me, I'm like, oh my god, the poor girl.
But I can't. I like it rough.
I mean, I like it rough too, but
like really rough.
But not that kind of shit that you see on porn. Like that gang. Bang shit.
No, maybe.
It's okay.
Yes, it's
okay.
More.
Okay. I mean, I like it rough. You know, like the whole hair pulled, you know, slightly choked. You know, like, oh, my daddy. You know?
Okay. I like that.
Like it all.
How do you feel about oral?
Oh, oral. I actually enjoy giving it to a man. You know, I actually enjoy it. And honestly, giving head is a skill. You know, giving head is a skill. But yeah, I enjoy giving it to my man, or the man that I'm, you know, having sex with. I enjoy it. And I mean, I never got any complaints. So,
hey.
You're not getting complaints.
Carla,
three snaps for that.
Three snaps for that one.
I don't mind.
Oh, I mean, I love receiving it too.
Yeah. I mean, either way, like, I don't mind. Like, I enjoy it too. Like, it's fun.
Yeah,
but like, I have to be in the mood to look. Like, I have to be in the mood to do it. Like, if I don't feel like doing it, then I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do a good job. Like, no, because I'm like not into it. You know?
Oh, okay, so you have to be in like the mood.
I have to really be in the mood.
Like, you, like, I really want to suck your dick.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna be like, ugh. Like, I have to really be like, I want to suck some dick today.
I want to suck some dick today.
It has to be a pretty dick.
Like, what is a pretty dick?
You always like, dick.
What is a pretty dick?
You and your big, beautiful dick. Like, what's a pretty dick for you?
Describe a pretty dick.
Well, it's veiny, not too veiny. Yeah. Like, not too veiny.
Circumcised?
Yeah, we're not circumcised. You know what? I'll be honest with you. Either. Man, I wish I could show you a picture. I just can't show you a picture. A clean, beautiful, fucking girthy, veiny, long, delicious-looking fucking dick, okay? That is when they pop it out and you're like, all right, you already know what's up.
She glorifies it.
Yes, she goes to it.
All right, how do you feel about one-night stands?
I mean...
Who hasn't had a one-night stand?
It just is what it is. It is what it is. It's one of those things like, all right, cool, never see you again.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks for the
we've been talking for a few months and then, you know, we do the thing and it's
That's not a night stand. It's like you meet someone random somewhere or whatever. Like, I met this guy at a party once and literally when it was like, all right, yo, you know, this is, you know, I saw an attractive man. He saw an attractive woman. I went to like a Vin Diesel phase and this man looked like Vin Diesel from XXX. I'm like, yo, we going, I'm fucking you tonight. I never knew his name.
And you just called him Vin Diesel.
I just called him Vin Diesel guy. Yeah.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it. I was like, right, you know, I have this to tell, you know, it's one of the bill. And then I never saw him again. I never knew his name.
Maybe it was Vin Diesel.
No.
Just kidding, Vin Diesel.
No, it was never, I never knew his name. But yeah, he like dropped me off on the next day and never saw that man again in my life.
Did you guys spend like a whole 24 hours together?
Yeah, we did.
Damn, you spent a whole 24 hours?
Like
you
didn't know? No, like I met him at a party. Not 24 hours.
Okay.
It was less than 24 hours. I met him at a party. It was late. We went back to his house. We hooked up. I slept until the morning and I was like, yo, I need you to take me home. And he's like, okay. He's like, oh, thanks. It was nice to meet you. I'm like, yeah, me too. All right. Deuces. Never saw that nigga again. But
I wasn't judging you. I think that's pretty gangster.
I never knew his name. I'm sure he told me. This was years ago. Damn.
Carla?
One
night stands.
I mean, it is what it is.
It
just is what it is.
Hi,
bye.
Yeah. Thanks for the good time.
Yes.
And that's it.
I appreciate you.
Yeah,
keep what it is.
Chuck up the deuces and just leave it and keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
All right. Polygamy and monogamy.
Yeah. So like I mentioned,
I guess those threesomes would fit into this.
Because
it would be further than that. It would be actual relationships.
Like, well, when you're living together. So when you have like, in polygamy, you have a man or you'll have like
multiple wives
or multiple girlfriends.
Yeah.
You rarely see a woman with multiple husbands, but the same would apply.
Bitch, could you imagine?
To be in a relationship like that.
No, man.
Like
a
bachelorette.
Yeah. So I think to each his own, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if people want to be in like a polygamous relationship, that's cool. Because when you're in that type of relationship, if it's successful.
He's highly astute.
You have already accepted the fact that, okay, I think it makes it easier for people because they don't have to worry about their partner cheating and they don't have to worry about their partner going behind their backs because they know, okay, well, he has me and he has three other girlfriends. You know, so whatever, like, I think that's cool. Like that people could do that because you have to have a lot of,
trust,
self-confidence.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have that much.
Yeah.
So I think that's dope. Like in the gay community, that's very prominent. Like
it is.
Men who have husbands, but the man and their husband have a boyfriend,
right.
Like a live-in boyfriend.
It's very diverse. It's very open.
It's very like prominent in I've seen from my experiences from the relationships that I have with people.
Yeah.
I've seen that as being very prominent and people are very open about it and like it's not like, oh, like this is weird to them. Whereas with heterosexual couples, right? like you would think, okay, it's a, you would automatically assume it's a monogamous relationship. You have a man and a woman.
Right.
And then it also brings in like religious principles. Like a lot of people like shame themselves and they feel like they can't talk about their relationship status because mm-hmm. they're going to be judged.
For
like,
sure.
Oh, I raised you as a Christian. How do you have all of these women? You're only supposed to be committed to one person.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's cool because I break and I tear down social constructs. I don't go by what society wants. Like
right.
I am always the devil's advocate. I am always like for the underdog. I'm always for like, you know, I'm always on the other side of things. So like
I don't see anything wrong with it. Like I said, different strokes for different folks. It's not for me. But yeah, the same thing. I don't shame people for what they choose to do in their personal lives. And it's, essentially everyone agrees on that relationship, you know? So you telling people how they're able to love one another is wrong. Yeah. Let people love freely.
And we understand that.
For
it's
sure.
just, you know, you have a lot of people who are very closed-minded. They don't
view
things as openly as we do.
They
because
don't.
If you look
Which
at it, like, we're so different, but, like, we can still vibe and we can still respect each other for...
Yeah.
You know who we are. We can still be cool and have conversations, even if we do have differences. You know, like a lot of people don't have that open
mentality.
Mindset.
They don't. They just think it has to be this way. Like I'm sticking to it, and
this is what I know, and this is what I'm only gonna
like. I would have like if I met someone who is in a polygamy relationship, I would be like, yo, like I want to know, like how is it in your household?
Yeah.
Like how do you like choose? Okay, like
who
how can you share your love equally to each of these women?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like. You know, when I love someone, I can't tell, I can't just be like in love with you, 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 and you. I just can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, when I love one person, I give my heart to just that one person, you know, and I just like, I want him to only give it to me, you know.
You want to be the only girl.
I want to be the only girl, you know, if I'm not the only girl, then yo.
Bye.
Bye, you know.
I don't know if I could. I don't know, like, I never tried it. I mean, I don't know. If I'm indifferent as far as me personally.
Yeah.
If I would jump into, like, a relationship, a polygamous relationship, I'm very indifferent. I don't know.
What about an open relationship? I mean, I guess they're kind of the same, but not really. I feel like that would roll into, like, I would definitely not. Like, if I can't do a threesome with my partner, if I can't, there's no way in heck that I'm doing a
open relationship.
I can't.
An open relationship.
I can't do that.
But I feel like, okay, an open relationship doesn't have, it's not exclusive, right? So with polygamy, you have him, a man or whomever, a man or woman, exclusive to these set of people. But does that really make them exclusive? Now that I think about it.
Not in my opinion.
It depends on what your definition of exclusive is.
For sure.
And who you ask.
So when I look at it, it's like, okay, you're exclusive to these people. You don't step outside of these people. Because they come together as one. So I just, I mean, that's crazy because it's poly more than one. And I'm like, they're one. They're one.
It's one pussy. It's all one.
All the pussies come to this one big pussy. It's a big pussy. Where the man just dives in.
Okay.
Instead of look at the big picture, look at
that's it.
You
know? And I think with the open relationships, there is no limit.
You
know, there's, you're not exclusive. You can, all right, look, we're not, we know we're together,
but we're fucking everybody else.
We're fucking everybody else. And
just so you know.
You know,
no hard feelings.
I was like, fuck no. That's like, to me, it's like you're cheating on me.
The heck, what?
I'm not going to be like, okay,
girl.
Babe, well, you know. He's like, I don't ever want my man to be like, hey, babe, you know, I met someone, I'm going to go home.
Yeah,
when, like what?
When you are exclusive with somebody, then if you're making a commitment to that person and saying, okay, I'm committed to you and we're not doing anything outside of this, hell yeah, like absolutely. I can see why you would feel that way.
Yeah.
You know?
But even if I'm just kind of like hooking up with a guy, like me and this guy were hooking up, like I'm only fucking with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm fucking you. So if you feel that you like, you know, we're agreeing that, you know, we're hooking up with each other, we're sleeping with each other. If you feel like you want to go out and fuck someone else, like, let me know.
Definitely not. Yeah.
And you know, let me know. Like, because.
Facts. Hardcore facts. So when they say I'm gonna do that, then what are you gonna do? Like deuces.
Deuces.
Like, check it up the deuces.
No.
Yeah, if I'm with a man and we're supposed to be exclusive and then go find that bitch.
Yeah, go find that bitch. That's what that's community. I'm not looking for community dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not the community center.
It's not the YMCA.
The Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, the Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and girls.
Yeah.
So. All the boys and girls. That takes it for our questions. Would you girls have anything else to add?
Do you have anything else to add?
No.
No, I think we pretty much covered up everything.
So thank you guys for tuning in to the She Builds a Podcast.
Hey. We'll
talk to you guys next week. Make sure you guys follow our guests. Yasmin, where can we follow you?
You can follow me at @_Yasmin_A_Pires. That's P-I-R-E-S. Yasmin spelled Y-A-S-M-I-N. No E, bitch.
Hey.
Yes. I know I'm getting on her nerves because I keep telling her to give us her.
It's a little complicated. That underscore.
It's okay. You can find me at I Am Carla Coley. And Vanessa, where can we find you, darling?
At Vanessa Christina, that's V-A-N-E-S-S-A. Christina is C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
Okay, guys, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening. If you're listening on Anchor, if you're listening on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, make sure you subscribe. And thank you for tuning in.
Yes, we are out.
To all, good night.
And good night to all.
Yes.
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 Okay. Buenas noches. Bye. We love you. Mwah.